We all have choices to make every day, and some are easier than others. But in this life, our options build the foundation for who we are and what we believe. This week's episode is geared to help us genuinely have a mindful restart and encourage us to look inside ourselves, understand we are more important than our experiences, and create the life we want to live. From the outside, our life might seem chaotic and unfulfilling. We might feel stuck in a life where we are just going through the motions, working too much, trying to keep up with other people's expectations, and wondering how to find meaning and purpose in our life. Welcome to the Mindful Restart. My name is Damian Lamar. I'm a simultaneous professional multi-potentialite and serial entrepreneur. As a lifelong learner with a passion for personal development, I've reinvented myself many times over, from the stage to corporate America, all the way to entrepreneurship. I'm on a mission to help people slow down and be more mindful by living their life with purpose through the knowledge I've gained over the years and by sharing some of my own personal experiences. The goal of the Mindful Restart is to support the conscious collective in achieving greater mental clarity, which will help us reconnect to our inner spirit, get unstuck when needed, and sweep out the inner cobwebs in our thinking. On this podcast, I'll cover a wide range of topics, including how to gain better clarity and mindfulness, and find focus in times of distraction. And I may even offer insight to help you get the courage to restart when you need it. Today's instant culture and age of information have led to the spread of so many conflicting messages that it is hard to know what to believe. These messages are damaging based on what we see or what we hear on the news or social media. Facebook is one of the most popular social media sites with 2.85 billion monthly active users as of 2019. A report in Omnicore found that although people spend an average of 5 hours using apps on their phones daily, 19% of this time is spent on Facebook. When we consume these incessant, inconclusive bits of info as facts or truths, we risk losing our sense of identity, self-expression, and individuality. We are also surrounded by an abundance of information and are constantly bombarded with ads and social media posts about products that are supposed to make us happy. We potentially imitate others, regurgitate what we've heard, and incorporate this thinking into our thoughts and behaviors. We are faced with all kinds of alternatives. On top of the myriads of options and choices to make, people in the United States struggle with many things: money troubles, political turmoil, health issues, and even existential worries about the future. If you're feeling overwhelmed by what's happening in your life, it's tempting to fixate on all the wrong things, but focusing on negative thoughts will only make things worse, like throwing gas on a fire. Instead of controlling everything around us and everyone else involved, we can choose mindfulness, which allows us to focus our energy on what we can actually change: ourselves. Recently, I came across a very soul-stirring video by the author of The Book of New Light and TikTok influencer, the one called Jay. In his 2-minute compelling message, I was moved by his words.
You have two choices. You can continue to live in this world, man's version of society, the one with these insane, out-of-control governments, religions that are truly the evil they preach to fear, a world of inequality, globally, financially, racially, economically, geographically, walls and borders, a world of chaos and fear. This is the world we live on, and every day we wake up just waiting to the end, till we're dead. And through that, it's this maze that we call free will. We're banging into each other, feeding off our ego. Everybody's wants and needs are more important than the person next to them. And all along, we have no idea who we are, where we are, what we're doing, and why we're here. You have another choice, my friend. You can begin to break free from that perspective, that way of society. you can begin to recreate yourself and your world. The first place to go is within. Embrace forgiveness. Reassess your life. Understand you are not the actions and events you have experienced. You are only the observer of those experiences. Nothing you have done, nothing you have experienced defines you. Nobody's perspective defines you. You have a choice to break free and recreate yourself and be whoever you want without living under anybody else's expectations. Let that go. Embrace forgiveness for your own mistakes, those who've wronged you. Let that weight and pressure go. Be grateful for the gift of life that you have and start making positive choices for yourself, my friend. It's time. It's what the world needs. You can't change everyone around you. We can't change the world, but we can change ourselves. And the time to get up and move forward is now.
The words and tones in Jay's voice were so calming and yet assuring. As he spoke, it was as his question was presented directly to me and only to me. I'm reminded of instances in which people don't always make the right choices. We live in a time where we can choose many things, whether a job or a person to date. But what happens when we have too many choices? How can we really know what is right for us? You can't control everything going on in the world, but you can choose where and how you focus your attention. You also can't change other people or situations. But if you lose control of your emotions and actions when stress builds up, then now is the time to practice self-care. You can take a quick mindful restart and carve some time out for yourself, even if it's only for 5 minutes, so that when those stressful moments come up in life, again and again, they won't have such an impact on how you feel about yourself. Over the past few weeks, I've shared some mindfulness practices and examples that may help. Mindfulness is a word that needs to be rediscovered. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of the present moment without judging yourself or others. So, why not choose mindfulness instead of despair, global crisis, social issues, economic fears, and financial distress? It is essential to learn how to recognize when you are feeling anxious and worried about things outside of your control, and the choice is yours. The first step is to understand that you are not what happened to you. You are not your mistakes and disappointments. You have no need for these experiences anymore. They do not define who you really are. You have a choice to break free from these situations and start fresh. Learning how to choose to respond to a crisis is necessary. Developing the ability to slow your thoughts will help you feel more in control during stressful times. You can practice living mindfully even when you're stressed out. Practice mindfulness by taking a few minutes each day. Close your eyes and focus on the present moment. Notice what it feels like as you breathe deeply and slowly through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice what it sounds like around you. What noises do you hear? What smells are there? Are there many colors or shapes that catch your attention? How does the temperature of the air feel on your skin? If thoughts come into your mind, notice them without judging them as good or bad. Just let them pass naturally without attaching meaning or significance to them. This is known as letting go. The goal here isn't necessarily relaxation. It's simply being aware of what's happening around us so we can make better decisions about how we react during stressful situations. Discovering who we really are is not easy. We have so many false beliefs about ourselves that it can be challenging to see the truth. You can begin discovering your purpose in life, an ultimate journey of courage and self-realization. All we have to do is look within, ask questions, and answer them. We must be willing to accept that other options are available. You must ask yourself some essential questions. Is my life making me happy? Do I have anything to show for the time that has passed in my life thus far? How can I improve my quality of life? What would make me happier? And how can I get there? Your reality is not set in stone. At any moment, you have a choice. A choice to live your life on someone else's terms or the terms of your true self. To be happy, fulfilled, fearless, and free. This can only happen when you're in control of your life and not being controlled by it. I'll leave you with this, as I quote a new acquaintance I recently met, Will the Empanada King, whose recent impressionable conversation with me was far more about empanadas. He said, "When you're presented with a choice, you must first decide. Be consistent and trust the process." So, what are you waiting for? Get out there and make the most of your life. The world is a strange place right now, but it doesn't have to be. You can still find happiness every day if you choose to. So go ahead. Take control. Take charge of your own life. And start having a mindful restart today.